Africa's deadly drought has yet to peak. Riots trash the peace in London, and a Bible ministry defies logic to help Pakistan. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Rising food prices are adding to the problem of growing hunger as the Horn of Africa grapples with its worst drought in more than a half century. Bright Hope International's Craig Dyer says responding wasn't the question. It was how best to help the sheer number of refugees on the move.
Somali refugees are placed in government and internationally run camps. You can't work in those when you're an agency like Bright Hope. We're not given access. And so we have to look for other opportunities, surrounding areas, people in Kenya.
Rather than reinvent the wheel, Dyer says they'll do what they do best through the local church.
There's other agencies that are bigger than us that have come in with immediate needs. So we immediately go to the next level and say, what can we do for longer-term needs, water issues, agricultural issues, even jobs training, and especially evangelism and church training.
Pray for opportunities to share the gospel, but you can also get involved in other ways. There are links at missionnetworknews.org. Elsewhere, northern London has been crippled by a week of ongoing riots and violence. Protests to a police shooting on August 4th led to looting, chaos, and young people setting fires in the streets. Police have arrested hundreds of rioters. Citizens are terrified to go out into the streets. Missionaries in London with the International Mission Board say this time of fear has people searching for more meaning and is opening opportunities to share about the true satisfaction in Christ. For the full story, you can go to our website. You're listening to Mission Network News. Criminal charges are looming over a South Asian pastor for helping a believer enroll in a Bible college. According to Gospel for Asia, villagers were outraged with Pastor DeHaven and had him arrested on July 28th, charging him with forced conversion of the woman. DeHaven was imprisoned for a week until his release last Thursday on bail. The criminal charges against him still stand, and he's currently getting ready for a court hearing. Pray that charges against him are dropped. We turn next to Pakistan, where Bibles for the World is defying logic. Despite heavy persecution, Moy Padidi says,
our pastor friend has sent us emails and telephoned us with urgent requests for Bibles, New Testaments, and Gospels.
The request is part of a major discipleship movement.
In 2010, more than 100,000 people accepted Christ and were baptized.
Their partner has the connections to distribute the scriptures, but they can't wait on funding.
We will print the Gospel of John with the title, The Book of Hope and Life. We will also provide New Testaments and Bibles. Our prayerful goal is to print 150,000 copies of the Gospel of John for the first run.
It costs 25 cents to print and distribute the Gospel of John in Pakistan, a minimal investment in an eternal outcome.
It will produce spiritual fruit and transform lives. This is how Pakistan will be changed for good.
And finally, some good news out of beleaguered Haiti. After the 24th annual Christmas in August fundraising event, For Haiti with Love can look forward to bringing joy to 1,500 kids this Christmas. Eva DeHart says the funds couldn't come at a more critical time.
There hasn't been that much done since the earthquake. There still are no jobs. There are a lot of mission groups that are just totally pulled out of Haiti now. And so the challenges are really growing.
Kids will get a break from these tough situations at a December 25th Christmas celebration where they'll get soccer balls, toiletries, dolls, and Christ's love.
To give these kids something really exciting to look forward to is important, and to be a beacon of God's love and hope in that setting is even more important.
You can help spread this joy through October. Our website has that information, too. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I know you want to go on a short-term mission trip, but it's too expensive, right? How about a free trip to either India or Nepal to deliver blankets to the needy? Win the Global Action Touch the World Trip contest, and you can go for free. If you've never been there before, you qualify. Activate your name at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.